those dogs ever bite anybody?
This one, he would if you fool with him. He's just the nicest thing you've ever seen in the world. But you cross him up, he'll sure catch you.
Has he ever bitten anyone before?
You like this one? Yeah, he'll bite you if you want to fool with him. You'll get up, try him. Just aggravate him a little bit and see what happens.
I'll pass on that.
You just aggravate him a little bit and see what happens. This one right here, these other little dogs, they'll help you.
They usually get after the mailman?
No, sir, because we don't have a mailman. We get our, go to the post office, get our mail. The general rule, my daughter, we got a box down there, but my daughter comes right by the house, she brings it to them. Bring the mail, and they ain't gonna try to catch her. They know her.
Would you ever, if somebody been bitten by the dog, would you ever say he was dog bit?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Been dog caught. I've been dog caught. Yes.
Did you have trouble like that when you were a mailman?
No, sir. Mine was on the water, you see, all the. I had trouble with the shark. That was my trouble. No, I never did have no trouble with dogs because I carried it directly to the post office and throwed it out and left, and I never did have no trouble with them.
Did you ride horses very much when you were coming up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I had one of these fine little horses. I got pictures of him here somewhere my wife had. Ooh, man, I had fine little one. Well, we had horses all during my time. Before I was married, we had horses and everything, you know, to ride for hunting the hogs and the cows, keeping up with them.
How old were you when you first rode one?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. Just whenever I got big enough to get it. I tell you, one of my young ones can't even tell you when he learned how to swim. Because that's the first thing you got to learn here. That you go, the parents learned, or we did, learn them how to swim. And I couldn't no more tell you when I could learn how to swim than nothing. The first horse I ever tried to ride. I don't know.
If a person was a little kid couldn't stay on the horse, he might say, "I fell for the horse. I fell."
Off of him? I fell off of the horse? Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I never did have that contend with. You might always know what he'd say.
If he went to sleep in the bed, and the next day he woke up on the floor, he would say he
fell off of the bed, like I did down at my. My mother had two sisters that lived here, and the one in particular was my Aunt Emily. She was the scariest woman of the night in the world, and her husband would have to go off on trips. He was a sawmill man, and he had to go off on trips, and he'd be away from home overnight, and she'd want me to go to sleep with him. Stay with Aunt Emily, and she'd make me. I didn't want to sleep in the same room with her, but I had to. So, sir, I couldn't next room. I had to sleep right in the room with her. I didn't like that, period. So we had mosquito bar nets, and they call them mosquito bar, and just hanging up on top of the house and around the bed. And she'd sit up all night. She wouldn't sleep. No, sir, she'd sit up, but I'd finally go to sleep. One night I got in there, went to sleep, fell off of the bed. rolled up that darn mosquito bar and down around it. I rolled up in it and tore the whole thing down. Now, you talk about wanting to go home, then I was ready to go. I wasn't scared of the dark or nothing. But.
Would you have a bad dream or something?
I know, I just rolled over and fell off the bed.